It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today we have Dr. Kelsey Walsh with us. She's a neurosurgeon with Pardee Neurospine Associates. Dr. Walsh, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So you're new to UNC Health Pardee. You came up from Jackson, Mississippi. We talked about that a bit ago. So we want to talk about this new practice, Pardee Neurospine Associates. Tell us, first of all, what does that actually mean?
So what that means is Dr. Brown and myself are neurosurgeons. So we did a residency in neurosurgery, but we both specialize in spine. And the reason often for the differentiation is that there's an orthopedic surgery path to spine and a neurosurgery path to spine. And we are the neurosurgery path to spine.
Okay.
And what that means is we're surgeons who focus on nerves and the structure of the spine around those nerves.
Okay. So typically when we think neurosurgeon, we think brain.
Yeah.
But what you're telling me is spine, of course, connected to the brain, but spine.
Yep.
So talk about how does that fit within neurosurgery?
Yeah. So our training involves during residency, we do cranial, which is brain tumors and brain trauma, that sort of stuff.
Sure.
But about 80% of what we do is actually spine work. So degenerative conditions, meaning worn out discs in old age, plus spine trauma and other conditions that involve all of the nerves in the body.
So what are some of the most common conditions you treat?
So the most common are probably degenerative conditions, which mean herniated discs, worn out discs in your back, bone spurs, and we treat those when they start pushing on nerves or pushing on your spinal cord, and that's when they cause pain and functional issues.
So how does one know when that's a problem?
Yeah. So a lot of times it starts with neck or back pain.
Okay.
But the biggest problem is when people start getting pain going into their arms or pain going into their legs.
Yep.
Something we often call sciatica, which is sharp shooting pain going down into your arms and legs. And that's an indication that there's a nerve that's irritated by a disc or a bone spur or some other condition pushing on it.
Okay. And red flags, symptoms of
that? Yeah, the big scary things we worry about when there's pressure on your spinal cord, which can be a big problem.
Yeah.
We see people have issues with mobility, trouble using your hands, buttoning buttons. People describe sort of difficulty walking. And it often can be very subtle, but it's a big problem in your spine.
So does one typically see their regular physician with those issues and then get referred to you?
They can, but they don't have to. So I think both of us are happy to take people who are self-referred, who have said, hey, I feel like I've had neck and back pain or arm and shoulder and hip pain for a while. I think it's coming from my back. I'm happy to see those patients without a referral.
So nerve-related spine problems, how does that differ from bone or joint problems?
So they're,
am I asking the right question?
Yeah, they overlap.
Okay.
And part of the difference sort of in looking how orthospine and neurospine come to the same thing is that orthopedic surgeons train looking at those bones and joints, and we train looking at the nerves first, and then the nerves live within that house of bone. And we all sort of train differently on how we get to it. Did that answer the question?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. This is really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not uncomplicated.
Yeah.
We're trying to uncomplicate it here. So so one of the things I do understand about your practice is that you focus on minimally invasive surgery.
Yes.
How does that differ from regular surgery?
Yeah. So the traditional spine surgery, sort of the older open approaches, means, and often this means going in to get to the bones by a big midline incision in your back. You have to expose all the bones in your back to get to the nerves, and that involves stripping muscle off of the bone. In the last couple decades, we've started moving towards more minimally invasive approaches, which means small incisions. We use microscopes and tubular retractors so that we can just hone in on where we're targeting, sparing a lot of that muscle disruption, making for quicker surgeries, making for less painful surgeries.
Okay.
And making for a quicker recovery with fewer pain meds.
All right. We want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with Dr. Kelsey Walsh, a neurosurgeon with Pardee Neurospine Associates. Dr. Walsh, what can one expect when they come to see a neurologist, or specifically when they come to your office?
So neurosurgery, neurology is different.
Okay.
But so what to expect when you meet the neurosurgeon is we're going to ask you a history of your pain. And we want to know, when did your pain start? How long has it been going on? Things that make it better, things that make it worse, what you've tried to get that pain relieved, and any procedures or imaging that you've had in the past.
Okay.
And a lot of, in spine, you know, it's not so much of what we do is based on how a patient describes their pain. And there's not something, there's no objective test. It's all based on how that patient experiences it.
Sure.
So it's really important to just listen to the patient describe those symptoms. And a lot of times, if you just let a patient talk for 5 to 10 minutes and be heard about their pain, you learn everything you need to know. You look at the MRI and you can put the picture together and come up with a plan.
Interesting.
The other thing to expect is we're going to do something called a neurologic exam. And that involves looking at the strength in your muscles, checking the sensation, and that's us measuring how the nerves are working.
Okay.
So we'll lay hands on you, we'll check your strength. We may do a couple maneuvers to try to cause pain. That helps us sort of tease out where it's coming from.
Okay. Can we take just a moment to get to know you a little bit?
Yeah.
What is it that made you take this pathway in medicine?
So I started out in med school thinking I was going to do neurology. I majored in neuroscience in undergrad, really loved the brain, really loved how it worked. As I got through med school and spent time with neurologists and spent time with neurosurgeons, just trying to get a grasp on what there was, I fell in love with the operating room. I really love being in a team environment.
Yeah.
When you're in the OR, it's one patient with, you know, 4 to 6 people all trying to help get that patient better. And it's just really nice to be in that environment and focus on one problem and we all get to fix it.
We mentioned earlier that you are newer with UNC Health Pardee. How long have you been here now?
So we moved in mid-June.
Okay.
So I started working a month ago. Yeah, so very new.
Wow. How do you like it so far?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So Jackson, Mississippi was a great place to train, and I learned a lot, but I'm so happy to be in the mountains.
Well,
and back. I'm looking forward to fall. I miss the four seasons.
It's coming. It's coming. And we're glad to have you. Once again, Dr. Kelsey Walsh, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you would like to know more about Pardee Neurospine Associates, visit pardeehospital.org.